Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We tell Muslims, according to the Bible, repentance in Arabic means Tawbah. Tawbah, T-O-B-A, is making a decision and a commitment to forsake all sins, which is anything I know that God does not want me to do, and to submit to God's will. It's important we let our Muslim friends know that in order to have a relationship with God, it starts with Tawbah, repentance. God, I don't want to live far from you. I want to do what you want me to do in my life. Repentance involves humbling self, confessing unworthiness. God, I am not worthy to have a relationship with you. I'm not worthy to approach you. But God, I believe in your mercy and in your grace that you will give me when I put my faith in Jesus Christ, when I approach you through Jesus Christ. The wonderful truth, my Muslim friend, is that if you believe in what Jesus Christ, he is called Al-Masih Isa in the Quran. Al-Masih Isa. When you believe that the Messiah, Al-Masih Isa, Jesus Christ, died for you to pay the penalty for your sins on the cross, and when you confess that you are a sinner, admit that, acknowledge that, and repent, change your direction, ask God to enable you to walk with him, you will be born again, born of the Spirit of God. After your new birth, you will begin to enjoy peaceful, personal, and living relationship with your Creator. You need that, my Muslim friend, if you are serious and desiring the right relationship with God. My dear Muslim friend, God wants you to take a step of faith. Take a step of faith and decide in your heart and declare with your mouth to God that you believe and rely on Jesus' death on the cross to pay the penalty for all of your sins. This decision is as simple as trusting a chair to hold you, hold your weight when you sit upon it. When you put your faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin, not in yourself, not in your works, not in religious rituals or anything else, just put your faith in Jesus alone, you will experience God's forgiveness and enjoy amazing rest. You will enjoy God's forgiveness in your heart and enjoy peace with God. True believers and followers of Christ are people who have experienced a new birth. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Note, my Muslim friend, that many people claim to be Christians. Maybe you met so many people like that. They have Christian parents or received a Christian education or were born in a supposedly Christian nation or accept Christianity even as a good religion. They might even be attending a church and trying to do good works and agree with Christian beliefs intellectually. However, my Muslim friends, none of those things can make someone a true follower of Christ. none of those things I mentioned to you can make someone a genuine Christian. Only those people who experience the new birth become true followers of Jesus Christ. Only those people who became born again, born of the Spirit of God, are genuine believers and followers of Christ. How do you know that someone is born again? The evidence is the presence of the Holy Spirit within that person's heart and soul, confirming to this person that he is God's child. Very important, my Muslim friend. We're talking now about an experience, a miracle will happen to you personally, and you will experience it within your heart and soul when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that he died on your behalf to pay the penalty for all the sins that you committed. What a loving God. He showed us mercy through Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, we can actually trade judgment for forgiveness. We can trade our sin for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares, my Muslim friend, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. I just read to you from our Holy Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Again, I am quoting the Word of God. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy. This is the mercy of God, my Muslim friend, manifested through Jesus. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. My Muslim friend, it's interesting to notice that even the Quran it states that Jesus is a mercy from God. And let me quote to you one verse in Surah 19, verse 21. I am quoting, and we wish to appoint to him, appoint Jesus, a mercy from us. My Muslim friend, Jesus reconciles us to God forever. And I will finish this topic next program. But before we end the program, before we run out of time, let's pray. This is the most important thing we can do, is to approach God. God, we approach you through faith in Jesus Christ, whom you sent to pay the penalty for our sins. God, we repent. We don't want to live in sin anymore. We want to live with you. God, forgive us for living far from you. Forgive us, God, for keeping things in our heart and in our mind, in our lives that are not pleasing to you. God, today we put our faith in Jesus, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins so we don't have to pay it. God, we love you because you first loved us. God, we surrender our life into your hand, and we ask you to use us to help multitudes of people, multitudes of Muslims, enjoy your love and your salvation. Equip us, God. Equip our fellowships your church to share Jesus effectively with millions of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ, and he paid the penalty for your sins. Pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only Savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My Christian brothers and sisters, God's grace with you. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.